I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Sioux City School Board is expected to discuss COVID-19 relief money spending at tonight's meeting. The district received a third round of federal funding of almost $39 million. The new budget calls for spending more to help students who have fallen behind, from 20% to 40%. However, board member Dan Greenwell says he is worried about the implementation of the plan.
Talk is cheap. Action is much more substantive in my book. And I want to make sure we have action and not just talk.
Greenwell says the district will likely need outside help from other agencies to help deliver needed services to children. He adds students of color have fallen behind.
One out of every two students doesn't meet the Iowa minimum standard. So there is a significant gap. Out there.
The plan provides teachers with an extra hour of paid time outside of their contract to identify students who are not learning and why. Other items include hiring more staff, improving technology, and updating air ventilation. However, some advocates call for more help in preventing the transmission of COVID-19 in schools. Superintendent Paul Gosman tells the Sioux City Journal the funding is a once-in-a-career opportunity and can make a difference for students. The meeting starts at 6 p.m. and Greenwell says the public needs to be involved in the process.
Critically important. We're talking about a lot of money. It will make a difference for our children and for our school district.
For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.